This is WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida.
Good evening. This is a music show, episode number 37. Thanks for joining me on this Wednesday evening. I saw a couple sprinkles of snow. I heard it's supposed to snow more tonight, but yeah, it's winter already here in Toronto on this first Wednesday of November. So yeah, thanks for joining me tonight, if I didn't say that already. That first song there was by a group called Jumbo, a song called Saturday. And it came out on their 1976 LP called Turn On to Love. I thought it was a pretty uplifting, positive sounding song, so I thought I'd start the show with that. And I thought this LP is pretty interesting. You know, it's all of those kind of disco grooves. And there's vocals throughout, but they're really low in the mix, like it's just another instrument. It's really nice. I enjoy that type of production. All right, and just before I get into the music, I wanted to give a shout out to John of Voice of the Report of the Week, VORW, who hosts a couple of shows here on the shortwaves on WRMI and other broadcast providers. And I saw on Twitter just about an hour ago that he took a spill from his attic, and he fell about 12 feet straight onto concrete and bumped his noggin and his tailbone as well. And he's in the hospital right now. So, yeah, I wanted to say I wanted to wish John a speedy recovery and a full recovery. I hope you get back on your feet soon. Really sorry to hear what happened to you there, bud. And, yeah, if we don't see you on the airwaves tomorrow and Friday, it's completely understandable. So take care and take care of yourself and get well soon. All right. Yeah, it's been a busy couple of weeks here for myself, but I did manage to do a bit of digging. Here's a great jam from Poland in 1969.
Yes, no.
Don't normally hear that kind of hard rock on this show. I think it's pretty well served by a lot of the pirate stations, but I thought I would play that. That was a group called Dynamite or Dynamite from Hungary. 1980 is when this LP came out, and that song was called Kalvarsham Szüzletem. Oh man, that's my Hungarian. And that translates to I was born in the suburbs. And yeah, this LP is not exactly my thing, but that song kind of stood out to me, so I thought I would share it. And before that, a bit of dub reggae. That was Root of All Roots, or no, that the name of the LP is Root of All Roots, and that song was called Vanity Dub. And I'm not really sure who to attribute this song to. It doesn't list exact artists, and there's a few different people appearing on this LP here. And I think it was a Canada-only release maybe in the early 80s. And there's not much information that I can find online. And also, I found it without a sleeve. All right, and another record I found this week from Poland, Jolanta Borsiewicz. And that song was called Hej Jen Shea Boji. From 1969, and this was a collection of recordings made at a yearly festival. I can't remember the name of the festival, but I guess there's a bunch of LPs that were put out for each festival each year. And yeah, this was definitely the standout song on this collection here. And doing a bit of Googling, I found that this was probably Jolanta's most well-known song, and it was kind of a unique rendition of a well-known song there in Poland, and was a big hit with people. And actually, there's a video of that exact recording that I played for you there on YouTube, which I will link to in the text I send out later. And if, yeah, it's kind of tough to search for, but if you really want to see it, you can email me if you want to know. And yeah, really cool to find that. And also Yolanta, in addition to her singing and performing career, went on to a whole academic career as well. And I think she studied in Sweden and Italy. Pretty amazing stuff. She's had quite a long and varied career. All right, what did I have next? Oh, yeah, I have a storage space, and I'm cleaning it out. And one of the boxes I pulled out is a box full of cassettes I've held on for a very long time. And a bunch of them are unlabeled, so I've been going through them. And I found this interesting one. Well, I think it's interesting. And it has to do with Eric's Trip. One of my favorite bands who I've played on this show a couple of times before. This was recorded on a show on the CBC, a nationally broadcast show called Real Time, and it was hosted by Leora Kornfeld. And I think this was broadcast on June 15th, 1996. And it features Leora talking with Rick White of Eric's Trip on the eve of their last show. So the next day, June 16th, they would be playing their final, well, their first final show. They did reunion shows later on. But this would be their first final show on June 16th, 1996 at the McNaughton Science and Something Institute, which I think is like a high school or a collegiate or something there in their hometown of Moncton, New Brunswick. So this is, yeah, I'd like to play this interview here and a bit of Eric's Trip music. And someone else might appear here on this interview.
Real Time at cbcstereo.com. And the night before their farewell show in Moncton, Rick White of Eric's Trip has decided to take some time to talk to us. Back in just a couple minutes. But let's have some Eric's Trip music. This is Sun coming up from their latest and I guess last album, Purple Blue.
Dad won't do this for me anymore. And the sheets are twisted round my legs and shoulders. And my thoughts are twisted too. And I'm not trying to put anything on you. But I'm sick of writing love song on songs. I'm sick of people trying sometimes. But watching you from the corner of my eye. And the sun coming up. Coming up. On the subject of my self-abuse, I'm sure that we could talk for what's needed. Everyone wants everyone to listen, but everyone is only themselves. Gone wrong songs, sick of my mouth too. I don't want to hear yours, so don't listen to mine. And we'll all be just fine in the remainder of time. In the remainder of time.
And after tomorrow night, after the show at the McNaughton Center of Science and Technology in Moncton, it's all over for Eric's Trip. And Rick White is on the line from somewhere in Moncton. Where are you, Rick?
In Riverview, actually.
Is that home?
Yeah, it's our new home. It's straight across the river. I'm kind of looking at the window at the skyline of Moncton right now.
And how does it look?
Kind of clear. I think it's going to rain.
So is this how you thought it would all end, at a science and technology center?
A kind of glad we got to put that on the poster. It's kind of better than putting that like the tavern or something.
Yeah, it makes you guys seem quite educational or scholastic or something.
Yeah. It's actually just the bigger all-ages place we could find around here. There's not very many good clubs in Moncton.
So how many people does it hold?
About 600, I think.
And, of course, it must be sold out. I talked to Jay from Sloan earlier today, and he said it sounds like ticket sales were brisk.
Yeah, I heard there was about 500 sold today.
Oh, so there's still some left.
Yeah, we're hoping that there'll be enough at the door, because we heard there's people coming from other cities and stuff.
Well, by the way, we've got a guy on the line now who's on his way from Toronto. Yeah, from Toronto to Moncton for your last gig. You want to talk to him?
Sure.
This is Rick.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Tell us where you are exactly.
Well, we're just outside of Brockville, I think.
Wow.
That's a long ways away.
Yeah, we actually left town at about 7:30.
Wow.
Are you listening to Eric's trip tapes in your car?
Yeah.
And how many times have you seen the band over the years?
Oh, geez. Probably close to 20 times.
20 times? Rick, are there a lot of Eric Strip fans like this guy?
Mostly, yeah. We don't seem to have just this normal following. It's usually just people who kind of who are into it like that.
And
we travel around and see them every time they come through Ontario.
And how do you get out of work or school or whatever it is that you do to follow the band around?
Very creatively.
Which means?
Like getting out of work this weekend wasn't the easiest thing, so.
What did you have to do?
Lie.
Well, that's easy. And do you have a ticket to get in?
Well, we have some very good friends out in Riverview, actually, who are holding tickets for us, so we're very fortunate.
Okay. Otherwise, Rick, it's on your head if he doesn't get in.
Yeah, really.
Then you feel bad. Well, safely and have a good time tomorrow, okay? Thanks.
See you tomorrow night.
Yeah, see you later.
Bye.
All right, that interview goes on a bit more, but there you have it. There is an early appearance of your host on a nationally broadcast radio program. And again, that was on the CBC, a program called Real Time. And that was an early internet available or internet broadcast show hosted by Leora Kornfeld, who you heard there interviewing Rick White of Eric's Trip. And this was recorded on June 15th, 1996, the day before their last show, well, their first last show when they initially broke up. And I, a friend and I drove all the way out there. I finished work at like 6 o'clock or something and picked up my friend. And then we hit the road and I was calling in there to report, where were we, Belleville or Brockville? So I didn't do a good job there. If I can self-evaluate, that was a nationally broadcast program. And I didn't mention the province. We were still in Ontario. And I also mentioned the local time there instead of saying how many hours ago we had left. But I guess it was like 4 or 5 hours or maybe less, 3 or 4 hours. Anyways, yeah, I'm trying to remember how that all came to be. If I remember correctly, a friend of a friend was a producer on that Real Time show and had heard that I was driving out to see the last Eric's Trip show and asked me to call in during a specific window. So I think we would have pulled off to make that phone call. And I guess I brought along a little boombox to record it on the road there. So I'm really glad that I did that, and I'm really glad that I found it. That was a really nice find. And by the way, again, we heard the song Sun Coming Up by Eric's Trip from their last LP called Purple Blue. Yeah, and if you liked Eric's Trip, that song that I played just there, or that was on the show, and or any of the other songs that I've played before, I know other people have asked about it, please Google for Eric's Trip 1990 to 1996. There's a documentary that Rick White has put together with a lot of live footage and sort of behind the scenes footage telling the whole story of Eric's Trip. And it's about an hour long and it's really amazing. So if you're at all interested in the music that I've played for you over the last however many shows, please check it out. All right, so enough of that little vanity stuff there. Let's get back to the music. I'll change gears here a little bit. Here's Little Susie.
My Place for me and
Some laid-back disco from 1992. That was Funk Machine with just a snippet of Dance on the Groove. I didn't edit there because it went on a bit too long. Before that, I played an early song by Eddie Grant, most famous for Electric Avenue, and that was Living on the Front Line from 1979. And I started off the set there with Little Susie, Take Me in Your Arms from 1991. I upgraded my copy. I found a pretty much mint copy at the thrift store this week, so I was pretty happy because my my archive copy was pretty beat up. All right, so let me... Oh, I don't remember if I said it, but it's probably good to say it again. You may have noticed the show is on a new time if you're paying attention to UTC. The show is now, for the B19 season, is now on at 0200 hours to 0300 hours. For those of you in North America who follow daylight savings time changes, the show will remain at its regular time for most of you. I know not everyone deals with that, so apologies to you. Well, apologies to everyone that this affects. But I think for the majority of the people, it'll be kind of okay. And to be honest, it works out good for me too, because I've got a pretty good routine here, aiming to get the show done in time for the 9 o'clock, well, my local 9 o'clock broadcast. So I hope you'll understand. And yeah, the show is going out on 5850 kilohertz via WRMI. And the fine folks at WRMI have also given me some backup frequencies. So the first half of the show is broadcast on 7780 kilohertz, and the second half of the show is on 9395 kilohertz. So if you're having trouble on the main frequency, 5850, then you can try either one of those. And yeah, sorry it's broken up there, but this is a kind service from the fine folks at WRMI. So yeah, thanks to them as always. Okay, so I think it's time for some shout-outs. Let's see. I'll start with hfzone.org, the Discord chat group. So hello to Frigid, Daz, Alba. Alba was a fan of the Durugi Nechin record I played. And also hello to Master Player 30 and everyone else there on the hfzone.org chat group. And over on Reddit, hello to VB Radio in Northern New Hampshire and everyone else there on Reddit on the shortwave subreddit who tunes into the show. Over on email, Brian in Cranbrook, BC, checking in. I wonder what he was listening to the show on. Probably another amazing radio. I also heard from Yilan listening on an SDR down in Mexico. Hello to you. Gary sending along his decode, and he was a fan of Throbbing Gristle. And yeah, I did mention last week that that's on their poppier side, so good luck diving into the rest of their discography. And speaking of Throbbing Gristle, I also got a great email from Tim and Lucy in Alma, Michigan. It's a father and daughter who listen to the show, I guess, each week. And Lucy was a fan of the Throbbing Gristle track, and was very impressed that her pops had the record in his own library there. So props to you, Tim. Lucy, you got a cool dad. They were also fans of Polvo and also the Durugi Nechin record that I played. And Tim sent along some recommendations, and I'll do my best to keep an eye out for those. Let's see, I also heard from Fred sending along his decode. He had bad reception on 5850 and better but noisy reception on 9395. I also heard from Nick in New Hampshire. He had similar results, rough on 5850 and then better on 9395, and he sent along decodes for both of those shows. So thank you very much, Nick. Steve in Peachtree, Georgia, sending along his decode. Amazing results and a great reception report each week. And also I heard from Colin. He listens to the show via SoundCloud, and he wrote to tell me that his dad actually wrote industrial musicals back in the 70s and 80s. So if you recall, last week I played a number from a industrial musical about motor grader equipment. And so, yeah, Colin heard that, heard me talking about it, and mentioned that his dad did these in the 70s and 80s. And he said that they would hire Broadway actors for these shows with full orchestras and tour them across the country to different sales conventions in different regions across the U.S. Pretty amazing. Can you imagine the budget that would have taken? Yeah, amazing stuff. So thanks so much, Colin. That's really exciting stuff. I'm really glad you wrote in. Thank you. And finally on shoutouts, Twitter. I heard from Mitch and Zach, Matt and Al all posting the results. Thank you very much. And also shoutouts to Kilo Charlie, Vinay, Radio Nokoi, Kawasaki AA Hachioni, Fred 4 ECA, and Lucky Lou. And also Kim Andrew Elliott and the Shortwave Radiogram. Hello to all of you on Twitter there. And I'm on Twitter. This is a music show with no W, all one word there. And also my email. This is a music show at gmail.com. So please send your reception reports and let me know what you think of the show, what your favorite songs were. And be sure to let me know where you're listening from so I can put a pin on my listener map. Please and thank you. This is a music show at gmail.com. Okay, let's see. I have some data for you soon, but before that, I have a song here. So this, I got to admit, this is not one of my favorite songs, but this cover is so messed up, I thought I would share it with you. So here's a track by Enoch Light and the Light Brigade. Is a crazy cover of Scarborough Fair as played by Enoch Light and the Light Brigade. Yeah, the crazy synth sounds and the time signature is pretty crazy. So yeah, I thought I would share that with you. All right. Oh, and before the date, I forgot to mention after I talked about the email from Colin, I mentioned last week that there was a documentary about industrial musicals called Bathtubs Over Broadway, and after last week's show I watched it. It's on Netflix there for all the American viewers, and yeah, it's really, I found it really interesting. I would I'm giving it my seal of approval. If you're into quirkier music and comedy and old records like I am, then you'll enjoy this movie. It's not for everyone, but yeah, I really enjoyed it. So please check it out. Bathtubs Over Broadway, starring Steve Young, former writer for The David Letterman Show. And part of this documentary is shot during his last few months at The Letterman Show there. So yeah, it's really good. If you're a fan of Letterman, I also recommend you check it out. Okay, anyways, it's time for some data. MFSK 64 text and image. Here you go.
Thank you.
All right, that was this week's image and text. Please send me your decode results. This is a music show at gmail.com. And of course, your reception reports are very much welcome and appreciated. This is a music show at gmail.com. Okay, just before I get into the last song here again, I wanted to say hello to John, voice of the report of the week, V-O-R-W. I wish him a speedy recovery, and I hope we'll hear you back on the airwaves soon. Okay, and this last song here, this is from a person who goes under the name of Void, or the Japanese word for that, which is Kugeki. And this particular song I'm going to play came out on a release that came out on a Toronto label called And Options. And I played music from this label before. And I ordered this cassette earlier on in the year, and it's been a favorite since I bought it. And I'd like to play the opening song from this LP or this cassette release. And it's also digital released. I think it's also called Void. So I guess it's a self-titled release. And it looks like this person is from Peterborough, UK, and seems to be quite prolific. And this falls under the vaporwave category, which I've been playing some, playing some proto-vaporwave, I'd say, but here's the real deal. So again, this is Void. It's a Japanese title on this one too, but it translates to Insomnia. So I hope you don't have insomnia tonight, and I wish you all sweet dreams. Okay, this was a music show, episode number 37. I am your host. Thank you so much for joining me this week, and I hope you'll be back here next week. Good night.